Welcome to the Distro One Micro Show, episode 2.
Welcome to the Distro One Micro Show number 2.
Number 2. It's been a while, but we are back. Coming at you with another 5-minute review. This time, we're covering the 1982 classic, and by classic, I mean utterly craptacular film, Turkish Star Wars.
Yep. I believe the original translation of the title is The Man Who Saved the World. Probably given the Turkish Star Wars title based on all of the blatantly ripped off stock Star Wars footage that was used.
And just not even, they couldn't even, there's no excuse. They just utterly just ripped it off. Straight from George Lucas himself. But it really had nothing to do with Star Wars whatsoever.
The first thing I have to say is, what the fuck was going on in this movie?
Yeah, I mean, these two guys apparently crash land on Earth, we would assume. There was never really stated what planet they're on, but I guess they're human, so you would think they were on Earth, but who knows.
And then there was definitely a lot of references to other movies. There was a reference to the 13th Tribe. So you can tell that, like, this was definitely ripped off from somewhere.
Yeah. They had everything from Star Wars stock footage to Indiana Jones soundtracks to the 13th Tribe, like a tip of the cap to Battlestar Galactica. Who knows?
And then they had a menagerie of creatures that they had to fight. These two Earth's greatest warriors.
Yes, of course. They're Turkish. So now everybody knows that the greatest warriors of Earth are from Turkey. And the two guys, Ali and Murat, I guess those are the names. They never really...
I think they used the names once or twice.
Either the whole movie.
In the whole movie.
So, yeah. Ali and Murat, they're on Earth. And there's some evil wizard trying to obtain immortality. And his big thing is, okay, well, the secret of immortality lies in the human brain. So where he came up with that, I have no idea.
And no one has any idea. This is absolutely ridiculous. He's apparently 1,000 years old.
Right.
And he has a vendetta against Earth.
Yeah, and the humans, for some reason.
The humans apparently can shield Earth using their brain power and will.
Yes, big on willpower and intelligence and brain. A lot of talks about brains in this one.
But I think the most fantastic part was all of the creatures that they had to fight.
Yeah.
And probably one of the greatest training montages that you'll ever see in a movie.
Yeah, forget Rocky. Forget, you know, the fast motion montage from South Park. Like, this is the greatest training montage ever.
You've got guys punching rocks, kicking rocks, tying boulders to their legs and jumping around.
To add to their jumping prowess.
It was fantastic, and we got a big kick out of watching it.
Yeah, this was pretty good. And they had just absolute random fight scenes, like out of nowhere, with some of the greatest hodgepodge genre mashup of adversaries you could imagine.
We had mummies. We had dudes that looked like Cylons. We had some Ren Faire looking dudes.
Yeah, the furries. You have this, vampires. You have
these dudes that are dressed like the Blue Man Group.
Yeah, the Blue Man.
Only they're gold.
The gold. So the blue, like the Gold Man Group is there. You had ancient Japanese ghost spirit demon things.
And finally at the end, they have to acquire a brain and a sword.
Yeah, because you have to combine the two to make the ultimate weapon.
And we recommend you watch it. This is a Distro One recommendation.
Yes, yes. If anyone out there, they like that Mystery Science Theater, just watch a really crappy movie just for the entertainment factor of making fun of it. Turkish Star Wars should be at the top of your list.
This is it.
This is fantastic. All right. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Please check us out. Check out Turkish Star Wars. It's on YouTube. Try to find the subtitle thing. We'll be back with a full episode very shortly. So check us out. You can check us out at randomdistribution.com. You can check us out at our Tumblr site where we usually post these audio files at distro1.tumblr.com, Facebook at distro1.podcast, our Twitter handle at distro1. Yeah, we're all over the social media. So yeah, definitely check us out, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, if you can't find us, you're not looking.